This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Gender identity and LGBTQ issues have been at the center of the national conversation lately. They were highlighted at both political conventions, and in North Carolina, the bathroom debate continues. A similar case in Virginia could be headed to the Supreme Court. As political causes that intersect with pop culture often do, gender identity is also finding its footing in the fashion business. Marketplace's Rima Crace explains.
Last year, Tim Kading watched a TEDx video about gender and sexuality. Activist Io Tillett-Wright was giving the talk.
Human beings start putting each other into boxes the second that they see each other.
Kading, who's a partner in the clothing company Mother Denim, was so struck by the talk that he contacted Tillett-Wright. And together, they created a line of gender-neutral clothing.
We just thought it was a very timely thing. You know, when you work in fashion, this is a topic that comes up a lot.
The 10-piece collection includes jeans, jumpsuits, and t-shirts with messages like labelless. They're sold in about 50 boutiques across the country, and prices range from $100 to $350. Kading says the biggest challenge was designing pieces that fit all body types.
We actually used two models to fit on, a smaller female and a bigger male, and we kind of cross-referenced both of them.
Fashion has been here before, says Jo Paoletti, an American Studies professor at the University of Maryland. She says unisex clothes were popular in the 1960s during the rise of the women's movement, but styles were more traditionally masculine. Now,
there's a demand from people, mostly in their late teens and 20s, who want clothing that expresses the way they see their own gender or lack of gender.
Gender-free clothes still make up a tiny slice of the market. Some big-name retailers like Zara are moving in, but the clothes are mostly basics, like sweats and denim. Looks that completely challenge gender norms have been largely reserved for the runway, says Wendy Liebman of WSL Strategic Retail.
Will we see it in, you know, JCPenney's and Walmart and Target? I don't anticipate that anytime soon.
Liebman says for retailers experimenting with gender-free clothing, it's mostly a marketing strategy, one that says, hey, everybody is welcome here.
Whoever you are, it's all right. You don't have to think of it in terms of gender. You think of it in terms of your style preference.
She says it's fashion's response to a growing social movement. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.